Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now, one of the greats of all time.
No doubt.
And it's not even debatable. And that, of course, is Eddie Coleman down in Florida with the Mets, where I'll be next week. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. Hello, JJ. How are you?
Eddie, see, our boys didn't win in the absolute worst way on Wednesday to have any hopes to the NCAA tournament.
You think about the Cuse now?
Cuse Louisville.
I would say, and JJ, what are you betting St. John's games for? My God.
I went to the game yesterday. I had some fun. It's college basketball season, Eddie.
You
got to dabble. Have a little fun.
That is painful.
By the way, for what it's worth, first wager I've made in like 3 weeks, by the way.
Well, you were, wow.
Waiting to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, you went to Columbia.
Well, listen, we're ready. Up, Eddie, you know the deal. We start revving up the engines once again once we hit conference tournament week in Las Vegas. So you're not going to worry about that.
All right, Eddie, let's start with Lugo's injury. Should I be worried? What do you think? Done for the year?
Yeah, three months. At least. Yeah, no. I thought of you right away. As soon as I heard that, I said 3 days. I said that'll turn into 3 months.
Right. You would think so.
For Joe. No, he's fine. He actually played catch today. We didn't even notice that something was wrong, but he did it at the hotel. I don't know how he did it. God knows. It's his left toe. So they fit the spike with some padding and he played catch and no big thing. I think he's going to take 3 days off and I think he's supposed to throw tomorrow. So skip that and maybe throw, Friday probably? So I think it'll be okay.
Eddie, as far as the ninth inning, Edwin Diaz, it appears, is going to be the front runner to be the guy. I like the idea of Lugo kind of bouncing back and forth as the fireman coming in to put out a jam. Do you expect Edwin Diaz to be this team's closer on opening day?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Diaz threw today. Looked great. Again, it's early. You know, February 18th, so we got a long way to go. But I think he's in the right frame of mind, and he came Rojas was talking about it a little bit today, too, that, I'm not saying he was not in shape last year, but I think he came into camp and got ready. This year he got ready before he came to camp and had a lot of things to get out of his mind, too. He worked with Pedro a lot back home, Pedro Martinez, and I think that helped him a lot, give him some confidence as well. I think you'll see a different Diaz this year. Listen, the Mets, if they don't get a different Diaz, it's going to be another long season, I think. So even though the bullpen, I think, will be better, they still need him at the end of games. So I expect him to close games, and I expect him to be a lot better than he was last year.
Now, Yoenis is not talking to the media. I got to tell you, Eddie, I could care less. I mean, all I care about is him going out there, giving me 140 games, giving me that 41-20 as he rides off into the sunset. That's all I care about. I could care less if he doesn't say a word the entire year.
Don't you want him to have a big year and then sign him to another 4 years?
No, you can't.
You're passing on that. Even Joe is passing on
that
road.
Even I'm gone with that now. But I do expect him to have a big year, though, because of that. He's playing. Look, his MO, his MO is playing for the money. Here I go.
Yeah. Well, no, I think that's the MO for a lot of guys.
Well, that's true.
Maybe in particular for him. He looks fine. Again, I haven't seen him really outside of a few outfield drills yesterday. I haven't seen him play the outfield, and we've got to see that and where he is.
Right.
I think the other thing that you have to be concerned about with him is the time off. And I think he can hit. This is early in spring training. He looks fine at the plate. He's hit some line drives, hit some over the fence, but this isn't pitching in a game, so that's a little bit different. But the other thing is with the amount of time that he's had off, what that's going to mean to his body as he goes through the season. I don't know where he is as far as, keeping himself sustainable through the season. And I think that bears watching. So if he's healthy and he's producing and they be careful with him and give him enough rest, you know, you could get through a season and he could be a productive player for you.
Eddie, what 41-20,
we'll see, but you know.
41-20, Eddie.
Wow, 41-20. Okay.
I'm going to bet with JJ.
He's on the over.
I gave
on
JJ,
under.
I said, here's the over. I'm being generous here. Over on the 28 home runs. What do you think?
That's, well, listen, if he's healthy and he plays, you know, 120 games, can he do that? Yeah, I mean, he'll hit home runs, yeah. I would say that's possible. But, I don't have any way of knowing at this point in time.
Right,
but is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. He's certainly capable of 40 home runs in a season. I think we know that. But, you know, I don't know exactly where he is. So, and I'm not even sure he's going to break camp with the team.
But doesn't he get, if he makes the team on opening day roster, doesn't he get more money? Don't they throw more money at him for that?
That's possible. I haven't, you know.
I think they do.
I've got that tucked away somewhere, like all his incentives, but I don't know if that's one of them. But it's very possible. Very possible, yeah.
Eddie, as far as the outfield mix, you got a lot of guys, whether it's Conforto, whether it's Nimmo, mm-hmm. Cespedes, J.D. Davis, Dom Smith, you could throw in that equation.
Mariznick
is going to be the defensive replacement. How do you envision, more often than not, the way the playing time is going to shake out amongst all these guys you have here?
Yeah, again, a little hard because of the Cespedes question mark. But, I mean, I think they're more inclined to have Conforto in right permanently, where they said they were going to do that last year, and it just didn't work out because of Nimmo's injuries. They had to shift him to center. I would assume that Conforto is going to be there just about every game and most of the time. I think Nimmo is going to be in center. You have Mariznick as a guy you can flip in there, and you can certainly put him in a number of spots for defense late in games. And then depending on Cespedes, I don't know. But, I mean, J.D. Davis, I would assume if Cespedes can't go, would be the odds-on favorite to be in left field. Otherwise, he's going to be a bench player for you pretty much. I mean, he can play third base. I would imagine that he'll spot there at some point in time, but McNeil is going to get the, you know, majority of at-bats at third base, I assume. So, you know, JD would have to spell there. So if it's not Cespedes, you probably see Davis in left field.
You know, this is for the first time, and probably 2006 is the last time that they had these many bats in the lineup on this team, where you got guys that deserve to be playing that are not going to be playing. That's how many guys they got on this team now, Eddie.
Yeah, no, I listen, they were a pretty good offensive team last year.
Yes.
Especially
in
the
second
half.
No question.
And if they can match that or even come close to it, and you throw in a better bullpen or a decent bullpen, then that's why I think you see, you know, a lot of people kind of leaning towards the Mets as a sleeper for this year.
Right.
If they're even being considered a sleeper. You know, a lot of people, you know, have them right behind, you know, the main guys like Yankees, Dodgers, Twins, and Astros. You know, some of the projection services have them right behind them.
I think they're 18-1, Eddie, to win the World Series, which is not a bad number.
No,
18-1.
Got in the top 10.
Right? That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. I can see a few shekels going that way, possibly.
Yes. Definitely the over. I'm going to bet the over, I think, for sure, with the Mets.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think what is it as 86.5?
86.5, yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's all. They were at 86 last year, so you would think. And again, the other thing I guess we talk about a lot is keeping everybody healthy in the rotation. Porcello threw today. He looked, you know, very good. First time out facing hitters in batting practice, so he looked. He's a veteran. You know, you look at it's funny because you look at Porcello's numbers. He's been in the majors now 11 years. 31 or more starts in 9 of those 11 years, and the other two, he had 27 and 28. So he goes out there all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I love. Eddie, I love that signing for the Mets because he's pitched in
big
games with the Boston Red
it's
Sox.
Good signing.
Durability at the back end of the rotation. And I don't know about you, I think he's going to be aided by the fact that he's now pitching in the National League as opposed to being in the American League dealing with the DH and whatnot.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good plus. There's no question he's been a Tiger and a Red Sox. He spent his entire career in the American League, and now he switches over here. And I think I was talking to you guys the last time, Joe, about, every other year. You know, in 16, he had a a Cy Young season. He had a bad year in 15. He had a Cy Young season in 16. He lost 17 in 2017. He won 17 in 2018 when they won the World Series, and then he was off last year. So, you know, maybe it bounces back. Yeah,
He's due for a 2020, no doubt about it. All right, how about Syndergaard, Eddie? Because to me, he's a big key to this team. I mean, he's got to pitch like a, you know, no worse than a solid number two starter behind DeGrom here.
I would say that indications are good early on that he gets it better than he did last year. Let's put it that way. I think he's becoming more of a pitcher. You know, Noah, for stubbornness or just personality, whatever, he always went for the strength and power and would always favor that when he got into trouble. And I think he's starting to learn that, you know, maybe when you pull back on the accelerator a little bit, that sometimes that can help you even more. You know, he's got power stuff. You know that the fastball's up in the upper 90s. You can throw the slider at, you know, 92, 93 sometimes. You know, he has nasty stuff. He can throw the change in there and mesh up. So I think he's learning how to pitch a little bit more. I think he's learning his body a little bit better too. I know he's tight with the analytic people down here. They did a lot of work with him in the off season when he went out to California. And you know, he always looks like he's in shape, but I think the signs and the indications are good that he's, you know, it's finally starting to sink in a little bit and things are going to be much better this year.
Eddie, when it comes to the relationship between Syndergaard and Wilson Ramos, heard a whole lot about it last year. We know Syndergaard had his troubles throwing to Wilson Ramos. Are they committed to making that relationship work throughout the year, or is that more of a spring training thing?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think, you know, he has thrown to Ramos every time that he has had a bullpen, and he threw to Ramos when they had live BP. Porcello threw to Ramos today. They're trying to hook that up. You know, Ramos is going to do the majority of the catching. I think everybody knows that, so he wants to get to know these guys and have a relationship with them. And, you know, thus far it's been fine. You know, I think, again, that's part of Noah growing up a little bit too. You know, I'm not saying that he was looking for excuses or looking for reasons that he was failing last year, but I think sometimes you have to look at yourself. And I think he's doing a better job of that this year. So I don't think they're going to have a problem with that. I don't think there's going to be a personal catcher. I'd be very surprised if that was the case. I don't think Luis Rojas wants to run things that way. So they got to get on the same page, and I think they will.
How about Cano? I mean, I got to believe that Cano is going to have a better year than last year. Or am I crazy thinking that?
He thinks so, yeah. Well, he thinks so. He said opening, you know, when he came down there, it was either Sunday or Monday when we first talked. I guess Monday. And he said, you know, you're going to see the Robbie Cano that you guys are more used to seeing. So we didn't see much of that last year. We saw more of it in the second half than we did in the first half. But, you know, overall, it was not a great year. The thing with him, again, is, you know, how much playing time, how much rest time does he get? How much time do they want to give him off, too? And how much time does he want to take? This is a guy who wants to play every day. I would assume that you're probably going to see a better Robbie Cano for, you know, the 162 for the whole season. I don't think he's going to play that like he used to, but I think you're going to see a better one this year for sure.
Eddie, let's have some fun. More games played in 2020. Yoenis Cespedes or Jed Lowry? The floor is yours.
Oh, my God, Jed Lowry. What a disaster.
Yeah, boy, off the first two interviews we had, that's a tough call. Lowry's been it's interesting. Lowry's been out working, even with the brace. He was taking grounders
even
today.
With the brace. Which,
took BP. I know. This is not just a knee brace. Okay, it's a big brace. It's one that goes past his knee down to his ankle. So, again, I don't know. I don't know what to say or what to expect. You know, they seem to be on the page where, you know, things are going to get better for him and that brace will shrink and it better, I would think, or he's going to have a tough time playing. But he's here. He's here at least. Look, last year he never got out of Port St. Lucie, basically. I think he had seven pinch hit at bats in September.
And he's still waiting for his first Met hit.
As I say, when he struck out four of them.
And let me say this about Lowry. See, I don't even care because Lowry, to me, doesn't even exist on his team. I mean, he wasn't there last year. He didn't play last year. So he's not even around. So, well, you know, yeah. Oh, if he shows up and he gives you something and he's actually an effective player, great. Right. But there's no expectations with Lowry, you know?
No, listen, I mean, he's a bench player. That's where he's going to be, obviously. Can he fill it? Say he's been taking ground balls in second. I haven't seen him take ground balls in third. Eduardo Nunez is here. Nooney was taking ground balls at third with McNeil today. So, I don't know if that's an indication of where they want to see him or whether he'd spell there. But, you know, he's obviously a guy who can hit. He's not a great fielder. We know that. But he's a guy who can give you a bat off the bench. And they have Matt Adams here, to back up first base or help out Alfonso, whenever he gets a rare day off. So, but he's a good bat off the bench as a guy if you need a home run late in the game. Certainly a guy you can call on.
Eddie, final one from me. As we now get ready for this season, we know the division is full of four quality teams. The Braves, the Nationals, and the
everybody
Phillies
but
with
the
Joe
Marlins.
Girardi. Everybody but the Marlins, the best way to phrase that. You nailed it, Joe. Yeah. Out of these four, who is the favorite going in? Is the team that's coming off a world championship in the Nationals, or the team that's just won the division back-to-back years with all their young talent in the Atlanta Braves?
That's tough, JJ. You know, I think that this division, to me, there are four teams, and you can probably toss them in the air. Maybe the Phillies are a little step back, but we'll see. They hired a pretty good manager who can figure things out.
Should have been the Met manager, but that's another story.
I've heard that before.
Not surprising.
I'm sure you have.
But here's the thing that would worry me a little bit if I were Washington or Atlanta. The two guys that left this division, I think, helped the Mets an awful lot. And that's Rendon from Washington.
And Donaldson.
Now out on the coast. And Donaldson. Yeah, right. Exactly. And I think those are big losses. I really do. And I'm not saying that the Mets are going to capture this division now, but do they have a better shot in my eyes? Yes, they do. Simply because I don't know if those teams are as good as they were last year. I don't know if I can give you a favor. I'd probably have to go with the defending champs, go with Washington. Atlanta's good, but, you know, I'm not saying that they can't be beat. But I think the Met chances increased an awful lot when both Rendon left and Donaldson left. That's in my eyes, anyway. So, for whatever that's worth.
Real quick, Ed, this manager, Rojas, I mean, to me, he's going to do whatever Brody tells him to do. But, I mean, what do you think about Rojas as the manager?
I like it. Listen, I've known Luis a long time as a coach down here on various levels, even going back to when he was managing the Gulf Coast League teams. He's a really good person, and he's a smart baseball guy. Many people have told me that there is a lot of Felipe Alou in him. That's his dad, okay? So it should be. But the same kind of baseball characteristics, very smart, kind of quiet, but, you know, don't be fooled by what you see. He's much smarter, much brighter than you think, and he knows, you know, he has a good handle on everything that's going on. The players like him a lot, and I was told anyway when they had the meeting on Monday, the first full squad meeting, they had in the bigger locker room that they have down here now, they had chairs set up everywhere.
$57 million for the locker room. Great.
Yeah, exactly. And they had the coaches in there and everything. But somebody told me that, you know, he was watching Rojas carefully, but what he was watching more so were the veteran players in the room. And the veteran players had their eyes locked on Rojas, and they were listening very intently to what he had to say and liked what he had to say. So, Luis, he's quiet. He's soft-spoken. With us, with the media, he hasn't told us a lot or really opened up a lot thus far, and he may not this year. I don't even know, you know. But I personally like him. I think he's capable, quite capable of doing this job. And like I say, I can easily see what that person was telling me about Felipe Alou in him. I think he listened to his father a lot. I think that's he's probably a lot better off for that, and maybe the Mets are too.
You know? Eddie, appreciate a couple of minutes, and keep Mr. Beningo and Evan in line when you see him next Friday down in Port St. Louis.
Don't worry.
Need to do, all right, Eddie?
I will
please.
Be in line, Eddie, no doubt about it.
I know, absolutely. I'll treat you well when you get down here.
And who's better than
you'll be
Eddie.
On the golf course the day before, I would assume.
No, right? My game plan is this, because we're going to be with the Yankees Wednesday and Thursday, so I'm going to be with the Mets Friday. but I'm staying in St. Lucie to play golf over the weekend.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing. Yes.
You will find a few golf courses.
Yes, I'm ready. But believe me, Eddie, my wife and I are all over it already.
The research has
begun. I will have the tee time set this weekend. Don't worry.
I'm sure. By the way, Jeff McNeil went out. They have some kind of golf.
Right. He's a great golfer. He is.
Bonding thing tonight. McNeil went out of golf yesterday. He raced out of the clubhouse yesterday. And I said, I assume you were going to play golf. He said, yeah. I said, what'd you shoot? He said, 67.
Come I was just
going
to say.
Man.
So
he
shot. So let's assume that it was a par 72. So you're telling me basically he shot five under par yesterday.
He shot six. Listen, I believe him. Okay?
Oh, because I do.
I don't think he's BS.
67, I buy it, of course.
I talked to the other guys, and I said, is he as good as he says he is or thinks he is?
Right.
And they say, he's that good. I mean, he's good. He's a good golfer.
Well, he's close. Apparently, he was close to getting on a PGA Tour. I mean, he was close to that, and I guess he decided he wanted to play baseball instead.
I think he made the
decision. I think, it's interesting. He plays a lot of golf in the off season. Like, he doesn't play that much during the season. He plays down here.
Right.
But, he's just coming off a lot of golf back in California. So he's obviously in tune right now. It's not like he's just picking up the clubs and, banging it right now after being off for 4 months. He's played a lot of golf, so as the season wears on, he doesn't. But right now, he's in pretty good form. Yeah,
yeah. No, he's a good golfer. No doubt. 67. I'm good for that for nine, Ed. By the way,
that's about right for me. Got that right. Yeah. Lucky to break 70 for nine for me.
There you go. Oh, I know the feeling. Believe me.
Love you, Eddie.
All right, Eddie. All the love.
All right, guys. See you later.
See you.
Can you imagine being that good at baseball and then that good at golf?
It's not fair.
Legitimately not fair.
Just let me be that good at golf.
I agree.
Let me play in the 80s consistently.
Nineties consistently.
Well,
if
I'm having a good day, I should be in the 90s. But if I could break 90 on a consistent basis, I would be thrilled.
Well,
these guys that can go out there, like McNeil, and go out and shoot a five under par is insanity.
Total joke.
I mean, that's the tour. I mean, 67, that's like, the guys that, you need to shoot 67 consistently to win on the PGA Tour. So, I mean, you know that.
I ain't kidding, man.
It's painful, bro. I got to get on the course with you this year.
It's going to happen. Me, you, and Moscona.
Right, and my wife, of course. Terry comes, too. You know, let me tell you.
Oh, of course
Terry's
there.
Let me tell you something. Off the tee, nobody better than
her. Terry's going to kick RS.
Off the tee, my wife is money.
So, basically, the battle will be between Terry and Moscona.
Let me just say this. If I could hit the ball off the tee like my wife, I'd be breaking 90 all the time.
So, I got
to
take a lesson from Terry's way.
She can hit the ball off the tee. She's great off the tee. She could come out of sleep and hit the ball off the tee.
I'm jealous.
She really is. She's good like that.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.